Nationals and the Marlins on Monday. Max Scherzer left his last start early due to neck spasms. That was against the Marlins in Miami. He finds himself on base here in the third, but not for long.
Line drive caught by the lunging second baseman Gordon. The throw to first. Scherzer back in sliding. He's out for the double play.
And the umpire, Manny Gonzalez, waiting to make sure Tomas Tatis held on to that ball. It was bang, bang at first. This one's going to leave the yard, it appears. See you later. Bryce Harper, career homer number 150 on his 29th of the year. Stanton high in the air to left center. This game is tied. Swing and a miss. Number 8. Swing and a miss. Number 9 for Max.
Defoe leading off third. 0-2 the count. The pitch to Lind. Swing and a ground ball up the middle. It's a base hit into center field. Adam Lind has done it again. A pinch hit. RBI single up the middle.
The Nationals slip past the Marlins 3-2. Bryce Harper belts career home run number 150 at 24 years and 295 days of age, the exact same age that Mike Trout hit his 150th career home run last season, though it took Trout 98 fewer at-bats. Behind another strong outing from Max Scherzer and a pinch-hit go-ahead RBI single bottom eight from Adam Lind, the Nationals edge the Marlins 3-2 in D.C. on Monday. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker.
He was pretty sharp, really. And his endurance is good, and the blow that kind of messed him up, messed us up, was that pitcher's, two strike RBI, and that's what got him on the board. He was really dealing before that, and so, he gave us all he had. We were thinking about, taking him out with Gordon. That's why I sent Mike out there, Maddox out there, but he assured us that he was fine and he had enough to get the hitter out.
What has Adam Lind done in terms of allowing you to go to him? Obviously, you'd prefer to go to him against a righty in a pinch hitting situation,
right.
But your confidence to call on him even against a lefty.
Well, this lefty throws predominantly fastballs, and Adam can hit that fastball, and so. I was down to Adam and Sanchez and Lobaton. And so you had to go with the best option, at that time. Because Howie had come out because his back had tightened up on him. And so that's why I went, to Stevenson in a close game to make sure your defense was in there. And I was hoping that Lindy's spot, which was the fourth spot that inning, I was hoping that Defoe got on and then Stevenson can bunt him over, which he did, and then we still had two shots at trying to take the lead and driving the run.
Any big worry about Kendrick's back or just kind of?
No. I mean, he said it flares up on him from time to time, so we'll see tomorrow. I was probably going to play Lindy out there against a right-hander anyway, and so I'm hoping that he's okay. Later in the game, I told him to go in and get treatment, and that get ready for Conley on Wednesday.
Dusty, since you got your three new relief pitchers, mm-hmm. Have your nighttime sleep habits changed at all? Warm milk, herbal tea out?
I don't know. I mean, all three of those guys have been in those situations, before. All three have closed. All three have been, set up men. And so, we were flirting with bringing in Mattson, but Kinsler was already hot. And so you hate to waste him because he's very formidable at what he does. And then we still had Mattson, later in the game. So, that presents something tomorrow. I'm not sure if Doolittle, will be available tomorrow. We try to stay away from him 3 days in a row. So he pitched yesterday and today. And then tomorrow we still have, Doolittle and Mattson and Kinsler.
Does Does it help that all three have closed so you kind of can keep them from pitching too many days by going to one of the
others? Yeah, for sure. I mean, it helps a lot. You know, when you got three guys that have been in that situation. And so, you know, everybody is different and everybody can't really handle that situation, you know, for whatever reason. But those three guys in particular have been in that situation many times.
In perspective, Bryce Harper with home run number 150 before he's even 25.
Oh, that was 150?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope that he stays healthy. If he stays healthy, then sky's the limit on what he can do, and he loves to play, and so that's not going to be a question. And the money or whatever it is really doesn't affect him, you know, as he comes to play. And, I think that's a great milestone. I didn't know that was 150.
With the go-ahead run at third base in the eighth inning, pinch hitter Adam Lind was down in the count 0-2, and there were two outs. But against a left-hander, the lefty Lind came through with what proved to be the game-winning hit and the difference in the Nationals' 3-2 win against the Marlins on Monday. Lind shared his thoughts with the media following the game.
Just try and clear your head and not think about eighth inning and two outs and man on third. Just try and have a good pitch to hit.
Your buddy Wilmer Defoe has been absolutely on fire over the last 6 weeks or so. In what ways has he most impacted this ball club?
Energy. He brings a lot of flair to our team. Piquete, that's what he says. So it's good to see him do good and mature as a baseball player.
Other than giving up Giancarlo Stanton's 37th home run of the season, it was business as usual for Max Scherzer on Monday night. The right-hander went seven innings of two-run ball, striking out nine, settling for a no decision as the Nationals would edge the Marlins 3-2. Scherzer spoke to the media following the game.
Today was a great start. when you're in tight ball game, this is just a competitive game, divisional game. They know you, and this was just such a great team win. A number of guys stepped up and had fingerprint in this game. Offense, ran some good pitching. They found some timely hitting, and Lynn came through with a huge hit to be able to put us up 3-2, and their bullpen came in, shut the door. So, man, I love those starts.
You felt pretty confident coming into the start that the neck thing wasn't going to bother you. Did it still take, a couple innings or even a full start for you to emerge confident that, it's something that's kind of behind you?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bothering me today. It was just a little weak. My neck's just a little weak. I just got to stay on top of it, and just do the football exercises and strengthen my neck up. So, it's really not a big deal.
When you walked off the mound in Miami, did you know that? I mean, did you think you'd be out there again 5-6 days later doing this?
I knew we were really close to getting it, completely fixed up there for that start. Just wasn't able to quite get it in time. I just knew that we just needed to get some work on it. I was going to have 6 days to completely fix it, and then, got it snapped by a chiropractor, and it went away. Now I'm just in the process of strengthening it, and that's all it is.
The Nats send A.J. Cole to the mound on Tuesday. He'll square off with Vance Worley.